falling over, and he spilled me. Called me a black, nasty, lying nigga.
My brother made me wear out a nigga, because he's high yellow. You dig? He's lighter than I am, right? So we was playing with some people, you know, we was running around doing this, doing that, and then they called him over, we was playing with some white kids, and they called him over and they whispered something in his ear, you know. So we went home, we was going home, and my brother gentleman told me I was a nigga. And I looked at this sucker because I didn't know what a nigga was, you know. But these white boys, they identified with him because he was light-skinned. Dig? So he went and he told my mother that I was a black nigga and that he was a white boy.
Well, you know something?
You did? But dig, so, well, see, my mother's bad. My mother checked that out. So she said, okay, cool. Well, then I'm not your mother because all my kids are niggas.
I told my mother what happened, you know, and that this white girl called me a nigga, and what does it mean? So she said, well, wait till your father gets home. He'll explain it to you, you know. And when my old man got home, I told him about it. And, you know, he kind of gave me a weird look. And he said, look, let me tell you something. He said, the next time somebody calls you a nigga, just kick their ass. Don't ask no questions. Just kick their ass.